This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Really hard to stay positive. Yeah, I'm trying to stay positive. It's been very, very difficult. I'm blessed, you know, with, you know, being able to not be sick and being able to work and, you know, but hearing that 10 million Americans, are now jobless. People scared to death about how they're going to pay their bills despite government stimulus checks, which many people still haven't received. Looking at the American death toll of over 5,300 coronavirus total cases in the U.S., 226,000. Globally, we're almost hitting the million mark at about 981,000 coronavirus cases, 50,000 deaths. So I apologize. I'm trying to stay positive. Okay. But for me, I like to do. Okay, I can't sit home and watch crap happen. I need to feel like we need to do. We need to do something. And I'm looking at, you know, all these articles and all these headlines and, you know, I'm seeing your questions and your comments and your Facebook posts and your emails and all that. And, you know, please bring them on. 1-877-DOC-DALI is our phone number, 1-877-362-3254. Or email us at drdahlia.com so I could get to those questions. But the big disconnect we have is we're watching on one end, right? 5,300 people have died in the United States. We have about another, I think, 5,300 people in quote-unquote critical condition, according to World Amoeba coronavirus counts. All right, so we have 10,000 people who have fought for their lives, half still fighting for their lives, half died. We have over 226,000 cases, right? 250,000 cases that have been tested. Those are going to go up. We have 10 million people jobless. And we have, gratefully, thousands upon thousands of people saying, guys, I'm confused. All right? You know, I had it. I feel fine. Didn't feel anything. And we've talked about how up to a quarter of people could maybe have no symptoms. So we've had this coronavirus in our, well, I mean, I think coronavirus has existed long before we identified it, but we have been dealing with coronavirus now for enough time where I think we could get some decent data. And we talked about this yesterday. We're not only all hands on deck in terms of medical professionals, and now medical students are being recruited and nursing students are being recruited and everybody's being recruited. But I think we need all hands on deck from a research standpoint. And anybody who has died probably has some sort of electronic medical record. Right? Okay, anybody who is currently fighting for their lives probably has demographics in a computer. I know it's not that simple, but can somebody make a spreadsheet, for crying out loud? And have on this spreadsheet every single thing each person who died or is in critical condition has. There has got to be some underlying similarities or some sort of thread that we're missing. As you have people with diabetes, high blood pressure, they're fine. Even though we know that the majority of cases who have died might have heart disease, might have diabetes, might have high blood pressure, I'm thinking that there's something else. Why are some people going, guys, it was no big deal, what are you talking about, while other people are dying? We know this is a deadly virus, but there's a huge disconnect. I mean, we have 10 million Americans jobless. People are starting to go a little crazy. Did you hear one person? This is crazy. Okay. I guess the article is saying, and I need to confirm this, that some guy was suicidal. Because he was so afraid of coronavirus that he decided to stab a cop so he could die from cops shooting him during the attack. Now, I think he lived, but what the hell are we doing here? I mean, I think people are going to start to lose their mind. You know, we hear Jennifer Lopez and AJ Rodriguez got, a special permission for a gym to open up just for them so they could, work out. That's not really going to help, help relations between the wealthy and not, where they get to have their own, they get to have their own gym open up. I mean, we don't seem to have everybody on board. We seem to have this lackadaisical attitude towards this deadly virus, but we also have thousands of people going, guys, I'm fine. I had it, I was tested, or I was negative, or I tested positive, and I'm fine. So make a flipping spreadsheet already. We have enough data to at least start to go through, and I'll help you look at the data too. Okay? I mean, but all researchers on deck. If it turns out that the reason why New York is having, where's their death count now? So their death count now is at 2,300. They have 92,000 cases. If it's because they have more pollution, or if it's because they have close quarters, or their apartments average 600 feet, or it's because maybe they have high salt in their meal, or is it because these people who have died, we're all respiratory compromise or something. We really need that data. We're getting, bits and pieces. If you actually take a look at each state's numbers and where they come from, a lot of them are half women, half men. Now, I'm not saying the deaths, but I'm saying the coronavirus cases. Even though more of the people are men who get it, get affected, women are catching this too. We're also seeing a whole variety of ages. In my neck of the woods, the most common age group affected by coronavirus is middle age. Yet in the news, we just hear this is about the elderly and this is about men. So I think it's about time we get some hardcore data. And I'm a little suspicious as to why, when we have all these electronic medical records, and I get New York has their hands full, but there are other states, that aren't as busy and overwhelmed that could supply the data. We put it on a spreadsheet, we do an analysis, we make a graph, and we figure out what other possible risk factors are there, or what else could be a triggering factor why one person is absolutely fine and barely had a cough, whereas somebody else is fighting for their lives on a respirator. This makes no sense. It's a real virus. Right? I mean, it is a killer virus, but we have 10 million people who are jobless, and we got to start figuring out how to get people back to work. And I think the data's out there, and just somebody needs to crunch it. I don't understand why there's such a delay. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So 10 million Americans, we are being told, are now jobless. So 3.3 million people left their jobs, were furloughed, quit, whatever happened, because, you know, we were forced to shut down. And now 6.6 million Americans filed new claims, expected to rise because people might have used up their medical leave. Now, you know, imagine a world where there's a government that tells you, right, that some people get to work, some people don't get to work. For those people that get to work, they have to follow strict rules. If they don't abide by those rules, they won't be able to work. For those people who can't work, they're going to be promised some sort of money or some sort of funds from the government, but they haven't received it. They want to go outside, but they're scared too because there's some entity out there that could kill them at any time, at any place. So they bunker down. Some break through. Get either fined or threatened of arrest. And there's nothing anybody could do because we are relying completely on government letting us go back to work or government helping us fight this deadly entity. This is a scene you would see in a movie where you would think it would be in some communist country pre-World War II, and that's not, I mean, this is America today. It blows my mind that this is the world we're living in right now, and it happened within a matter of weeks. So, these stay-at-home orders are appropriate. I don't think it ever should have gone this far, but now that it did, you have to, you know, stay at home. We don't know who's going to die from this virus and who isn't. Nobody wants to give a false sense of security, which is why I kind of went on a tangent in the first segment. I don't know if people want us to know the true nuts and bolts of who's dying and who isn't. I mean, we are hearing that I think there was a baby that recently died, an infant that recently died from coronavirus, we're being told. You know, every now and then one of these rare cases, and again, globally, the death toll is over 50,000. But every now and then we hear that, you know, a couple of the cases are younger. So I get that they don't want younger people to think they're completely in the clear. But how long can we have a situation where we have millions of Americans not working? And again, 10 million have lost their jobs. This is an understatement. This is an underestimation. I mean, we have, what, 350 million people, you know, assuming a bunch of them, let's say, are children or are seniors or are people who aren't working. We still have, you know, tens of millions or at least 100 million people that, you know, work. How are they still keeping their employment? Now, is it because they're working in quote-unquote essential jobs? Essential versus non-essential, like grocery stores, gas stations? We don't have that many grocery stores in my neck of the woods. You know, is it because, well, they have leave or they have a boss who is grateful, gracious enough to let people stay on the payroll? There are people working from home. There are a lot of jobs where you could still work from home. I'm doing telemedicine. So fortunately for me, I haven't, you know, had to give up working. My small businesses I own completely shuttered and, you know, no money coming in. But at least, and that's why I say I'm blessed. I mean, my situation could be way worse, so I'm very grateful. But all 50 states have reported rises in new unemployment claims. Pennsylvania is up 362,000, Ohio up 189,000, Massachusetts up 141,000. They say in California nearly 900,000 people asked for unemployment benefits, four times the previous week's figure. That's equivalent to 5% of the state's workforce. In Michigan, jobless claims more than doubled last week. In Florida, filings tripled to 227. In South Dakota, they quadrupled to 6,600. And I know people in South Dakota are why. South Dakota's total numbers, from what I'm understanding, is 129 cases throughout the state, two deaths. Now, again, that's two deaths too many. But people are losing their jobs in South Dakota, which is, I think, one of the least burdened states with coronavirus. Now, mind you, if South Dakota wants to protect themselves and not be in a situation where they look like New York, you know, yeah, closing up shop and social distancing, et cetera. But I think we are really underestimating the seriousness of people being unemployed. Now, you know, we knew, any of us who were small business owners, that the second we were told to shut down, the fear of it, the fear of it was consuming. People were panicking and, you know, calling me, and we were, you know, talking, and there were support groups going, what do we do? What do we do? Oh, my gosh, what do we do? And I just remember what happened in 2009, you know, in my neck of the woods with the recession, where once it happens, you get to breathe a sigh of relief. And I just knew that we would be more anxious about being forced to shut down than after being shut down. Because, you know, you realize that it's going to be an absolute mess to try to reopen. But it happens. You hopefully get some relief from the government. Not sure when it's going to happen. I think we're supposed to get the PPL, the Protected Paychecks stimulus money. I believe we're allowed to start applying for that through an SBA loan on Friday, but we're being told that that could be an absolute mess because everybody and their mother is going to be applying. So most likely, just like the Obamacare websites, you know, they'll get slammed and stalled or crashed. But, you know, we're hoping that a bunch of us small business owners could apply on Friday. But we still haven't heard anybody get their checks. And, you know, I don't know about you all, but a $1,200 check for a single person, most likely that money was already spent on food, on toilet paper, on Amazon, on, you know, the money was probably spent. So before the virus hit, unemployment in the U.S. was at its lowest in 60 years. They say the surge in layoffs have led some economists to predict the worst job losses since World War II. Many employers are continuing to slash their payrolls to try to stay afloat. During the pandemic, their revenue was collapsed. Did you guys hear that a couple of medical companies that staff people or you know, provide medical care have had to now pay their doctors and nurses less because now that people aren't going in for elective surgeries and elective things, they, you know, no money's coming in. So revenue was lost. Hotels, gyms, movie theaters. So the stay-at-home orders have, you know, intensified in my neck of the woods. I think in Nevada we were just told stay at home. I believe if you want to donate blood, they'll still allow you to. I was lucky enough to go and donate blood before the stay-at-home order, but I still would have donated blood. Yeah, try and arrest me, really. But, you know, what some people are saying is, well, there's no need to panic because as soon as we reopen, all these companies are going to get all their revenue back because, you know, anybody that wanted to needed a haircut or anybody that needed, you know, a Hobby Lobby product or whatever is going to cut. No, that's not going to happen. All right. I am very pessimistic about that because if you lost your job and you don't have extra money to spend, you're not going to spend things you would have spent when the economy was so good weeks ago. I don't really see anybody buying a new car. And why should people buy cars if they can work from home? I don't see a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon for beauty. They might initially go, man, I got to get my hair cut, I got to get my hair cut. But people learned things from this. People learned how to do their own hair. People learned how to do their own nails, how to just take care of their own haircut. You're going to see a lot of bad haircuts out there. But I don't think anybody's going to try to, you know, that's not going to be where a lot of people want to spend money. So how many companies, when we do get to reopen, if we do get to reopen April 30th or May 1st, how many are going to staff at full capacity? Now, in order to get these loans that get forgiven by the government, you have to staff at least 90% of your staff. Now, that's something, you know, we want to do in my salons because I just want everybody being able to pay for, you know, their family. So if the government's going to give us money because there's no revenue coming in and we don't have revenue to pay them, but if the government's going to give us the money and that money can go to them, fine by me. But I don't know if every employer is going to jump on that bandwagon. I'm hearing a lot of people are very skeptical about, you know, will their loan be completely forbeared? You know, what if it isn't? Now they just borrowed extra money. You know, is business going to constitute and you know, justify having, you know, full, you know, employees, full staff? So it's very, very concerning. And, you know, the quicker we get through this, the better. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is
is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Labor Department saying there's been another huge record amount of unemployment claims filed as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. The agency reporting that more than 6.6 million workers filed first-time claims for benefits last week. That's more than double the 3.3 million claims filed the week before, and that was a record. The U.S. recording 1,040 deaths from the virus yesterday. It brings the total to more than 5,000 since the virus first appeared in late January. Thrust into the spotlight by the coronavirus outbreak, the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, now has a security detail after receiving threats.
I've chosen this life. I mean, I know what it is. There are things about it that sometimes are disturbing.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show, and this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls at 1-877-362-3254. Tom wants to know if Governor Cuomo was going to run for president. That's interesting. There's been lots of little musings and rumors. And Andrew Cuomo, as you know, son of Mario Cuomo, and brother to Chris Cuomo of CNN, who is currently on lockdown because of having coronavirus issues. Or diagnosis. From what I understand, Governor Andrew Cuomo has no plans to run for president. California Governor Gavin Newsom, people have been speculating, might run as well. From what I understand now, they are not in any position right now to challenge Joe Biden. The Democratic National Convention, that's a good question. I'll talk a little bit more about it. But as many of you have probably heard, the Democratic National Convention has been pushed back to August. I believe it was originally supposed to be set for July. And organizers are having trouble, you know, anticipating if they will, you know, have a good showing. by July. So, you know, even if shutdowns are done by then, are people going to travel? Are, you know, hotels going to be, you know, able to, you know, manage? Are, you know, airlines? Is everybody going to be kind of back up on their feet? So the event originally scheduled for July 13th to 17th will be held the week of August 17th. They aren't sure how many days the convention is being planned, but this was a statement brought out by Democratic National Convention CEO Joe Somanice, who said, after a great deal of scenario planning and giving thought to how it is this event can have the greatest impact on the electoral process and the greatest impact in terms of what we can bring to Milwaukee, we felt the best decision, not knowing all the answers, was to delay this. They said, after checking with hotels and venues and Pfizer, we determined the week of August 17th was the best week to move it to. More than anything, we continue to monitor the public health landscape. So apparently this move sets off this scramble now to accommodate the thousands upon thousands of delegates that are supposed to come into Milwaukee. And so the move, I guess, was signaled Wednesday by Democratic forerunner Joe Biden, who told Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show that I doubt whether the Democratic convention is going to be able to be held in mid-July or early July. I think it's going to have to move to August. He said, we were able to, in the middle of the Civil War, all the way through to World War II, have Democratic and Republican conventions and primaries and elections and still have public safety, and we're able to do both. But the fact is it may have to be different. Yeah, one of you asked me if he said he was running against Reagan. Wasn't there a gaffe where he said the only way to beat Ronald Reagan is... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he's had it rough. I feel bad. I feel bad for Joe Biden. I really, really do. I mean, it's got to stink, you know, trying to run for president. With all this going on, a lot of us are kind of scratching our heads at going, wait a second, the economy was the best it ever was. The economy was very strong, lowest unemployment, and then all of a sudden this happens, and we are in the worst unemployment in history. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if Trump can pull us through or if Biden wins, what he would have up his sleeve. But right now we have a country very dependent on the government and the government treasury. And where they're getting this $2 trillion from is beyond me. So, will the Democrats still go with Biden? Does Biden even have a chance? I don't think so. I mean, nice guy. I think people are scared. And when people are scared, you know, they want somebody who knows money and who will get jobs back. I don't think people are blaming, you know, Trump for this coronavirus. Okay? And people are very eager to see how Trump approaches China. We're going to be talking about how Zantac and many people's stomach acid medications are now completely pulled off the shelves. We have such a dependency on China with our medications. That's going to change. There's a lot of things that are going to change. And I think people in the United States are dying to see what Washington's approach is to, China and, you know, not being transparent and, you know, calling the, you know, setting off the alarms earlier than they should have. This is a mess that we, you know, unfortunately got ourselves into because we are, you know, we're America and people want to come here and, you know, we don't want to block people at the border and we want to be open and let everybody come in and all that. And, you know, unfortunately we have a situation that we just couldn't control when all other countries were starting to shut down. And it'll be very interesting to see what happens after this. Governor Newsom is 52 years old. I think he's been governor for about 15 months. They say that, you know, he might run, but not this time around. They say no sitting governor of California has ever successfully run for president. Ronald Reagan ran after he was governor. Jerry Brown tried. Pete Wilson all tried. Apparently it's too demanding to spend months, you know, on time in Iowa, New Hampshire, whatever, charming voters when they have to govern, you know, one of the biggest, most populous states. So they think Newsom's time may come in 2028. You know, people are concerned that, you know, do they need to come up with somebody other than Biden? I think if I was a Democrat right now, I would you know, I'm, you know, not a political analyst or a strategist by any means, but I think psychology plays a big role. And I think what the Democrats are going to be looking for, the more sensible, any sensible voter, Republican or Democrat, is going to be looking for who helps to get us out of that situation. Who is passing smart legislation? Who's not trying to grandstand or put extra stuff in there just so they could get extra votes? Who is going to work with our current administration to get us out of this as soon as possible? Because unemployed voters that are stuck at home does not help the Democratic Party in any way, shape, or form. So I think people are going to look to see, is it America first? Or is it their party first? Now, for some people, it's all about the party. They would rather us be in this situation and Trump lose. But I think for the majority of Americans, they are going to want to see, us over. They don't like the fact that they're not working. You know, it's very interesting how Republican and Democrat kind of goes out the window when it comes to, you know, people in their own checkbook. We talked about this with Obamacare and Medicare for All. You have a lot of Republicans out there going, Medicare for All kind of sounds good. And you're like, what the hell are you talking about? It's against every, you know, thing Republicans stand for. You want to be, you know, relying on a government that can't manage Medicare as it is. But if they don't have health insurance and they're scared, they're going to, you know, go for the path of least, you know, resistance and least danger and say, you know what, fine. I'm tired of paying high premiums. Let's do it. Now, by the way, this whole coronavirus thing is going to lead us into socialized medicine. Okay, this is a huge opportunity for any of the people that wanted socialized medicine, Lord have mercy, to offer a means where anybody has coronavirus or et cetera, it gets covered by the government. Any coronavirus-related illnesses get covered by the government. If you don't have medical insurance because you're out of a job, it gets covered by the government. So there's going to be a huge now pathway to a public option or socialized medicine. And again, I, as much as I don't want to see it, I don't see how they're going to stop it, because you now have 10 million people out of a job. The majority of them don't have health insurance. Now, of course, the government's saying, look, we're going to pay employers to keep paying for their health insurance. But that was the problem from the beginning. You can't have employers, all right, you know, responsible for people's health insurance. People's health insurance and employment have to be completely separate entities. All right, people have to be able to get health insurance on their own, not necessarily by the government. But if an employer can barely have payroll to pay their salary and their wages, why are we throwing on the employer their health insurance as well? So it's no wonder that, you know, people are quick to get fired. 1-877-DOC-7.
Learn to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry about that. I just drank something, so that was more of a wetter sigh. Sorry. Now I'm ready. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember I told you guys that if we really got our tushies in gear, we might have a vaccine by this summer, the end of the summer? Well, apparently there is a vaccine that not yet there, but we have some good news on that front. It's a vaccine that fires proteins in the body that produces antibodies that can turn around and fight COVID. It has been designed to be highly scalable with human trials starting in months. It would be delivered through a painless patch covered in tiny sugar needles. Ooh, I like that. Can I lick it when we're done? I love sugar. So basically what this does is, you know, in order for your immune system to be primed and ready to go and be able to identify coronavirus, it needs to identify certain proteins on the outside of the virus. This puts them into the body, but they're proteins that wouldn't cause virus. So these little things, these little parts, could hopefully stimulate your immune system so that when you do actually find, like a stop sign. Okay, you guys have seen a stop sign, right? The stop sign is an octagon. It has 8 points. So let's say you take a couple angles, or an angle of that stop sign. You make a vaccine with that angle, inject it into the body, and then the body's like, okay, wait a second here. Here's a stop sign. It's got that angle. Let's fight it. Now, it's difficult because, you know, if it was that easy, we would have already had a vaccine. And sometimes the stop sign morphs just a little bit. The body's, you know, the body's smart. The body's not allowed to just have an allergy attack with anything that's had an angle. So it has to be very specific, which is why when a virus mutates, if the body's like, I don't know if this is it, it doesn't fight it. So researchers from the University of Pittsburgh say that this new treatment would be delivered through a painless shot, all right? They said similar to the annual flu vaccine, although the annual flu vaccine to me hurts, but that's okay. And but it's going to be like a patch, and these little micro needles will inject it into the body. The team from the U.S. have tested the vaccine on mice and estimate that it should be able to neutralize the deadly virus for over a year. It will be, though, between 12 and 18 months before the test is publicly available, but when it is approved, then tens of thousands of doses could be produced every day. It would be an industrial-style production process, and I guess it's called PitCovac, the Pittsburgh coronavirus. And this industrial-style production could make it highly scalable, meaning able to make a bunch and sell them. So they say this is the first coronavirus 19 candidate vaccine that has been scrutinized by independent scientists, published in Lancet's eBioMedicine. Now, this isn't the first time we're hearing human trials. You know, from what I understand, there's other vaccines that are already being tested by human trials. So I get asked, why are flu vaccines done so much quicker? You know, why aren't we looking at anything being done sooner with this? Well, my guess is they're not having as much success. And remember, the flu vaccine, they've already done the original recipe. So all they have to do is fine tweak it every year. This is starting from scratch. So the patch, if this works, I don't want us to get very, very excited, is a fingertip-sized patch. It's enough to let the body produce quantities of antibodies high enough to neutralize the virus, and it'll protect you for a year, which means every year you get a new patch. The novel delivery system is called a microneedle array. It has 400 tiny needles. It delivers spike protein pieces, those little, like, corners, shall we say, into the skin. Then it increases the potency of they're kind of like highly potent injections, goes into the skin. That's where the immune reaction is the strongest. The patch goes on like a sticker. And then the needles just dissolve into the skin. The needles are made of sugar and protein pieces containing the antibody triggering vaccine. Now, what they have to realize is somebody like my body will absorb and melt that sugar super fast, okay? I love sugar. So you put one of those patches, I might absorb it before anything even gets injected. So anyway, this was a method used to deliver the smallpox vaccine a while back. Doctors say it's pretty painless. It feels like Velcro. Okay, have you ever Velcroed your arm? Not comfortable, but you know what? Yeah, I'd rather take that than an injection. So it's called a spike protein. And the spike protein is what they're trying to surround their vaccine attempts on. PitCo vaccine is more conventional compared to the other experimental mRNA vaccine that has just begun clinical trials. Yeah, there's other virus vaccines already in clinical trials. I am expecting something to be available by August. Again, I'm being, you know, overly optimistic by that, but I think these people have been working on it since January, so I wouldn't be surprised if we have something that we can hopefully use before October hits, because they think we're going to get a second wave in October. So another article said that if you just breathe or talk, you could spread the coronavirus. Now, we've been saying that for years. A Harvard doctor warns that just breathing or talking could spread coronavirus. Well, we know that. And he is bringing this up, though, now, because Americans may need to cover their faces in public. Recent studies suggest that the virus can travel up to 21 feet through the air. This idea of 6 feet distance, I never really bought, because you could have air conditioning or a fan or a current of air that blows the droplet somewhere else. So a leading member of the National Academy of Sciences and former Harvard School of Public Health Dean, Dr. Harvey Fineberg, told CNN that while surgical masks should be reserved for healthcare workers, he himself is going to be wearing a bandana or other face covering. Dr. Anthony Fauci, a White House, coronavirus task force member, leading infectious disease expert, said that the subject of having Americans cover their faces in public is a very active discussion among the committee. Now, some of you have asked, why don't we just do it? What is the big deal? Well, the big deal is the government is, everybody's afraid of getting sued. Everybody's afraid of being, you know, told that it's overkill. And this is why I think there's that hesitation. If the government makes that recommendation of everybody needs to cover their face, the doctors, the nurses, the first responders are going to be so screwed. Because if you thought there was a huge hoarding of masks, once people think they have to wear masks now all the time, they are going to lose their minds. There are not enough masks for everybody in the United States or the world. And then these masks need to be changed out. So it would have to be a reusable mask, and most, you know, masks that are reusable don't really do the trick. So, Dr. Fauci has to be very careful. I think he's already getting death threats. Did you guys hear about that? Yeah, apparently Anthony Fauci, this is ridiculous. Apparently he had to get a security detail because he's been facing death threats. He's 79 years old. All right? He has been, trying to deal with this as easily as he can with the government, you know, and everybody breathing down his neck for answers. People have made him, you know, a bobblehead. He's like famous now. And unfortunately, he's getting some threats. So the Department of Health and Human Services and the U.S. Marshals Services Office have stationed agents at HHS to protect him. New York Times and Wall Street Journal also reported the security details, citing unnamed officials familiar with the matter. So the extent of the threats was not immediately clear. He has drawn criticism from some of Trump's allies because he has contradicted the president. But you have other people mad because they think that he has propagated the, the fear. But I think he's been doing as good a job as he can. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.